Hey everyone, welcome back to Chinese Language Combo Club. My name is Lindy.
大家好，我是 Vicky， 很高兴又回到我们的节目。
So today, what are we going to be talking about?
我们还是接着上一次的话题，继续讨论我们的追剧。
对对，就是 binge watching. It seems like there's three different situations where we tend to use that in English.Binge watching being like the least bad of those three things. So there's binge watching and there's binge drinking, which is the worst one, I guess, and then binge eating. How do you say these things in Chinese?
如果是说和吃的东西有关，我们就说是吃的太多，就叫暴食，食物的食。如果是和喝的东西有关系，特别是喝酒，喝的太多，我们就叫暴饮。一般来说都连在一起，就叫暴饮暴食。
Okay, 那还可以分开用吗？
一般好像不分开用，基本上你吃的时候总会喝，然后吃着喝着就多了，所以特别是过节的时候，我们会说、啊，过节的时候千万不要暴饮暴食，否则对健康不好。
对对对。Okay, so one more question about the 暴饮，因为在英文里一定是酒，你喝酒喝的太多的话，你就会说 binge drinking。但是在中文是一样的情况吗？
大多数的时候是指的是酒、
okay.
但是也可以指作你喝的饮料呀或者是什么之类的、也可以说就是喝的东西太多、
okay.
就叫暴饮暴食，
也可以喝可乐喝的太多然后说暴饮。
对对对。
Interesting, I was binge drinking some sodaThe other week. Yeah, it's a little bit different. Oh, and I actually lied a second ago. I do have one more question. The ball. It's not ball, like I'm full. It's a different ball, correct?
Ball 的那个字就是暴风雨的暴、
mm-hmm.
就是形容特别的大，特别的多，所以叫暴饮暴食，吃的特别多，喝的特别多。
Okay.
不是那个吃饱的饱。那个是不一样的。
Mm-hmm. So, 暴风雨, isn't that like a thunderstorm or kind of, yeah, it's like a storm, isn't it?
对对对。
Okay, 暴风雨, so it's like a storm in my belly. I drank too much, I ate too much, so it's like 暴饮暴食。
对,你可以这么理解。
Okay.
暴的意思就是 extremely heavy, 或者是 lots of things, like food or drink.
Okay.Body 是也是不是来得快走得也快，
应该是吧。你像一般的 storm 就是 来了一阵子然后就消失了、
mm-hmm.
所以可以这么理解。
OK, but that's not the same thing with binge eating and binge drinking.
我刚想说就是说吃的时候那就是不停的吃或者是不停的喝、
mm-hmm.
到太多了为止，所以你不一定是说吃了五分钟就是吃的很多了就叫暴饮暴食
啊、uh-huh.
对
啊、OK 明白了明白了。 OK, so without further ado, let's go through our list of vocabulary words.
好的，第一个生词是以为。
To think, to believe.
杀手。
Assassin, killer.
总裁。
President and CEO of a company.
追。
To pursue.
转折。
Twist.
提神。
To give oneself an energy boost, reinvigorate.
迷上。
To be obsessed with.
暴饮暴食。
To binge eat and drink.
狗血。
Totally crazy, ridiculous.
反转。
Reversal. Okay, so let's listen to today's dialogue.
挺不错。我以为那位前女友是杀手，结果她也想要找到杀死总裁的凶手。
对呀、啊，没想到杀手是那位追过总裁的现女友的人，真是一个很狗血的转折。
不过还不是很清楚，前女友把杀手杀掉了，还是杀手杀掉了她？
我也不知道。实在是好看到停不下来，但是已经说好了，把那集看完就停下了。我们起来走走提提神吧，要不要去旁边的小公园？
没错，不应该宅在家里。但是这个悬念真让人受不了， 他到底是被杀了，还是……
你看你啊，好像也已经迷上这个节目了。现在咱俩谁更宅？
Okay, we're back. And the first item on our list is 以为。So in the conversation, they were saying, 我以为那位前女友是杀手，结果他也想要找到杀死总裁的凶手。There's a lot of vocab words in that one sentence, but the first one is 以为。So how would you explain 以为？
以为你翻译的时候可以就说是 you think，但是有一点不一样，就是说最后的结果和你开始想的是不同的，你可以用以为。比如说我以为今天要下雪，但是没有下，或者是说我以为他要来可是没来，就是说是你想象的和真正发生的是不一样，所以你要用我以为怎么怎么样。
Okay. So it's kind of like you were just saying, I thought it was going to snow, but then it didn't. I thought he or she was going to come, but then that person didn't. So it's like, I thought something, but I was wrong.
对，是，是。
Okay. So recently, I've also sort of learned it can sometimes substitute the phrase in English, I was wondering. So for example, 我还以为是谁来打扫我的房间，原来是你呀。So I was wondering who came and cleaned my room, and turns out it was you.
对对，差不多的，就是说你没有 expect something happen, and then it happened. So 你可以说用我以为，也可以用我还以为。还好像就是说把你的这个语气加强一些那个意思。
Right, like I was really thinking it was this, but then it turns out it was this other thing.
对，是。
Yeah, but it seems like in the example I just gave, like, I was wondering who did this. I have to have kind of like a completion of that sentence. Like, 我还以为是谁 blah, blah, blah. 原来是你还是他还是什么其他人。Like, there has to be the 原来 after that, or that sentence doesn't really work.
对对、
right?
这个以为或者还以为它就是说你想的和实际上的是不一样的，是 different from your expectation、
okay.
所以你要用一定要有下面那半句话，否则的话它就好像是不完整的那种感觉、
okay. So it doesn't make sense for me to say 我还以为是谁来打扫我的房间呢，
对，
没
了
Nothing else, okay.
然后听众就在等着你下面半句。
Okay, got it, got it. All right, so 接下来下一个词是什么？
杀手。
杀手。All right, so 杀 means to kill somebody, right?
对对。
A killing hand.
对。
Uh-huh.
这个杀手一般是比较职业的 ，like a professional.
Okay.
如果一个人不小心，也或者是说你特意的是杀了某一个人、
uh-huh.
那个叫凶手 fierce
啊，他很凶，
对对
，like 那个小狗很凶，
或者是 terrible 凶，
Okay, so we have 杀手 is like a killing hand. We have 凶手 which is like a fierce hand, and they both mean killer.Or murderer, right? But 杀手 is like an assassin, like a professional killer. Whereas 凶手 is kind of like just somebody who killed somebody else, not like professionally. And it could be an accident,
对
right?
对对对对。
All right.
你可能不小心杀了某一个人。或者是说你如果是故意的话那也是凶手、但是不一定每一个人都是杀手，杀手是一种职业，就是你以杀人为职业的人叫杀手。
Okay, like I'm imagining somebody dressed in like a slick black form-fitting suit. Maybe they have like a black bandana around their face and they're like sneaking into somebody's window. Alright, so 那就是杀手。
杀手。
So in thisdialogue, 谁被杀死了？谁被杀手杀死了？
总裁。
Right.
总裁在一般在出现在故事里或者小说里。他的意思是 president。
Okay.
和 CEO 的一个 combination。
Okay.
但是我们在日常生活中，我们比如说我们在说一个公司的时候，我们说这个公司的 CEO， 我们就不叫总裁，我们叫总经理。
嗯，总经理。
如果说一个公司的 president， 我们叫董事长。这个是比较正常的说法
啊。
然后总裁出现在故事小说里，一个霸道总裁爱上你，这个是比较经常听说的一种小说的类型。
OK，
对。
So it wouldn't be normal for me, like in just regular conversation, to say 总裁。
好像有点夸张，这个总裁好像基本上是出现在故事里、电影里，或者是小说里，
okay, okay.
就是有点
I see
夸张的那种感觉。哦，总裁呀、啊，他好厉害。
OK， 我明白了，明白了。OK， so we have this 总裁，然后到现在我们只有两个 suspects， actually suspect， how do you say？
嫌疑犯，
嫌疑犯。OK。So two people we think who did it. 一个是他现在的女朋友，我觉得不太可能。另外一个是他的前女友， which seems a little bit more possible.、
Uh-huh.
But then we find out actually it's not either of those two. Who is it?
没想到杀手是那位追过总裁的现女友的人。
Okay, who is that?
The guy who I guess wants to pursue the president's current girlfriend.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's interesting.
It is. So, 他应该是个醋坛子，可以这么说吗？
对对，中文是可以这么说。英语有这种说法吗？
We really don't. I just learned it recently. So, 醋 is, okay, 吃醋 is
vinegar.
Right, to eat vinegar, which is the Chinese way of saying to be jealous. And if someone is a 醋坛子, 坛子 is kind of like the bottle.Where the vinegar is kept. Isn't that right?
坛子 is actually bigger than a bottle.
Oh, it is.
It's more like a big jar. 那个叫坛子。
Okay, 明白了。So if you are a 醋坛子, you are a person who just gets jealous, I think, maybe very easily.
对。
Okay. So there's a guy who's pursuing the 现女友, and he is a 醋坛子。And so he kills the 总裁。
是，对。
Right. Yeah, so I hate to say this, 稍微有一点剧透。A little bit of a spoiler there, but we didn't say what the show actually is, so maybe it's not too much of a spoiler. Okay, so in that sentence we have the word 追, which means what?
追就是，如果是原本的中文的说法就是 chase,、mm-hmm. 比如说一条狗在后面追我 chasing me.
Right.
或者你可以说追剧、
mm-hmm.
那就是 follow 这个 TV show.、
Mm-hmm.
你也可以说是 pursue, 就是在这儿可能追女朋友，这叫 pursue somebody, right?
Okay, yes. So it was the guy who was pursuing the 总裁's 现女友。
Mm-hmm.
All right. 真是一个很有意思的转折。
对，转折这个词用的比较好、
mm-hmm.
或者是说还有一个词叫反转、
mm-hmm.
他们两个意思有一点不一样。转折就是说这个故事发展到现在，然后它的结果拐了一个弯，然后这个叫转折 和这个原本的发展的方向不一样。那反转的意思就是说是个 reversal、
mm-hmm.
比如说一个电视里 A 是好人 B 是坏人，然后结果变成了 A 是个坏人 ，B 是个好人，那就是完全是相反的这种结果。
Okay.
我们叫反转。
Mm-hmm.
对，转折不一定是反转，转折可以包括反转。
Mm-hmm.
可以这么说。
Okay, so they both mean twist, but 反转 is more like it is exactly the opposite of what I was expecting, whereas 转折 is more like.Maybe a slight change from what I was expecting, but it's not a completely opposite kind of thing.
对对对对，是这样。
Okay. Gotcha. Okay, so sometimes, like, if there is a twist that is really ridiculous, could we say, 那这个转折太狗血了。
可以，可以。
Mm-hmm.
狗就是 dog, 血就是 blood。
Mm-hmm.
这个在中文表达的意思就是非常的不符合实际的情况、
mm-hmm.
特别的就是 crazy, 那个叫狗血。
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, you don't have to just use it when talking about a show, right? Like the twist in a show. It could just be like some crazy thing that happened to you, right? And you're telling somebody and you're like, oh, 那件事情实在太狗血了吧。
对对，就是说可以是真实发生的事情，也可以是电视里或者小说里的。
Okay.
如果你在说一个电视小说特别狗血，你就是在说这个故事编的太奇怪了，就不符合、
mm-hmm.
现实生活。但是现实生活里头也有特别狗血的事情。
Mm-hmm.
那个就是说你的意思就是It's not like out of your imagination, but it really happened.
Okay, I got it. So it could be something happening in a movie, could be something happening in real life, but it's just like, wow, this really crazy thing.
对。
也太狗血了。
对，是是。
Okay. Okay, well, so in this dialogue, they feel that they've maybe watched a little bit too much TV at this point, or one of them feels that way.So they're like, 实在是好看的停不下来。So this is really so good. I can't stop watching it. 但是已经说好了，把那集看完就停下。And then the next part is where we talk about 提神。So let's go out and walk around. Let's stretch our legs maybe.
对对 ,refresh the memory, 提神。神指的是神智。就是你的 brain, 提就是 kind of like a refresh, 所以经常会说到早上起来喝一杯咖啡提提神、
mm-hmm.
也可以说你工作了一天啊、我们出去走走路吧提提神就是 refreshing the memory.
Okay, or just kind of like invigorate yourself a little bit because you're starting to drag, so、mm-hmm. you just need to walk around, drink a cup of coffee, drink a cup of tea.How do they say it in our dialogue?
我们起来走走，提提神吧。
Okay.
要不要去旁边的小公园？
Okay. So let's walk around a little bit, stretch our legs. Do you want to go to the small park next door?
Mm-hmm.
So we talked about jai in the other episode, but I really like this word. It's like kind of, I don't know, it seems like a slangy way of talking about like being at home. Like, 不应该宅在家里吧。Right, like let's just, we shouldn't just like sit around the house.
对,宅的意思就是 spend a lot of time at home,、
mm-hmm.
not doing much outside.
Right.
有些人喜欢宅,就称自己为宅男或者宅女,、
mm-hmm.
它也不一定是一个不好的词。
Right.
这就是一种生活方式, like a lifestyle.、
Mm-hmm.
Somebody like to go out party all the time. Somebody prefer stay at home to
对、
watch TV all the time.
那你是哪一种人？你喜欢宅在家里还是喜欢到外面去？
我觉得大多数人可能都有吧。
Uh-huh.
你如果你待在家里时间太长了，肯定是想出去走走路什么的。
Mm-hmm.
不能一天到晚总宅在家里。
Mm-hmm.
可是如果每天 party 的话也会很累。
对，没错。
多数时候还是喜欢在家里头看看电视啊，做做瑜伽呀，做做饭啊什么的。也可以。对。
Mm-hmm. 对。
你呢？
Yes, I think I go through different periods where I'm in the house more, but you know, 特别是冬天的时候。就是冬天就是外面的天气很冷我很喜欢宅在家里看电视追剧不过天气好的话我喜欢到外面去跟朋友聊天跟我的家人去逛逛街什么的
对对
嗯，
对 我觉得在中国逛街是一件很开心的事儿。
对
在美国有点不太容易
嗯 that's true
大多数地方
对对有道理 okay soThen the person says, 这个悬念真让人受不了。So the suspense is kind of like killing me. But, and then the other person responds, you know, well, look at you. How do they say that?
你看你啊,好像也已经迷上这个节目了。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so look at you. It seems like you were already obsessed with this show. Let's look at this word, 迷上. Would you say that it's a good thing to be 迷上 with something or is it a bad thing or is it neither one?
迷上的意思可能就是说比喜欢还要更要的 addicted、
mm-hmm.
不一定是好或者是坏、
mm-hmm.
还是说取决于你迷上了什么 对吧？如果你一个学生不好好学习，天天的打游戏，那就不是一个好事情。父母会说这个孩子迷上了打游戏，真的是很让人发愁。或者是说更糟糕的是迷上了吸毒，那就是特别糟糕的一件事情。但是如果你迷上了学习，或者是
数学，
对，你迷上了一项运动，那个可能就是一个好事情。运动让你健康，学习让你有智慧。这种事情是可以迷上的。
I think I've met a lot of people that are sort of like obsessed with doing sports, but I don't think I've met anybody who is obsessed with studying.
中国的学生有迷上
数学，他们真的是迷上，还是他们就是觉得，哦，我要坚持，我要强迫自己。Like, do you think they really like it, or are they just forcing themselves to study?
我觉得有少数的人有迷上了弹钢琴，就是音乐的，也有迷上了学数学的。我知道有，我有认识的，但是没有那么多。
对，我也是。All right.Let's listen to our dialogue one more time.
好的。
挺不错。我以为那位前女友是杀手，结果她也想要找到杀死总裁的凶手。
对呀，没想到杀手是那位追过总裁的现女友的人，真是一个很狗血的转折。
不过还不是很清楚，前女友把杀手杀掉了，还是杀手杀掉了她？
我也不知道，实在是好看到停不下来。但是已经说好了，把那集看完就停下了。我们起来走走提提神吧，要不要去旁边的小公园？
没错，不应该宅在家里。但是这个悬念真让人受不了。他到底是被杀了，还是……
你看你啊，好像也已经迷上这个节目了。现在咱俩谁更宅？
Okay, so now we're back, and this time we don't have a catch my drift, because the catch my drift from last week, we actually used that for this week's dialogue. So, we don't have that part for you, but we do have the pronunciation at the end, so do stick around for that. And, 我希望你们大家都迷上我们的节目。
对对对对，希望我们的节目能够让大家感兴趣，然后慢慢的迷上。
对对，没错。
Pronunciation training. Repeat after me, then respond to the question.
请跟我重复一遍，然后回答下面的问题。
转折。狗血，很狗血的，很狗血的转折，真是一个很狗血的转折。
电视剧的结尾怎么是这样？
对啊，真是一个很狗血的转折。
起来走走，提提神。起来走走，提提神吧。我们起来走走，提提神吧。
不应该宅在家里吧？想干什么？
我们起来走走，提提神吧。
Okay, and so until next time, 再见。
好的，再见。